In today's specialty crop news, the fight against the Asian citrus psyllid has stressed the need to get new products out into groves for use, and citrus leaders say that is not happening. For now, the only way to control Huanglongbing disease is to keep the Asian citrus psyllid populations down or non-existent. California Citrus Mutual President Joel Nelson says the process to allow new products that can help the management to be released is too long.
We work closely with the registration community to determine whether or not the materials are effective. We've got research stations, University of California, research plots or groves as you would call them. And so we're running tests on a constant basis to find out which material is more effective, less harmful on the beneficial insects, because frankly, we were the first industry that did an IPM program using good bugs to kill bad bugs. And so we're sensitive to that entire environment that we've created in our industry. So when we find a good material that focuses strictly on a particular pest that's detrimental to the industry, we want to be able to utilize it. We don't want to have to go through and wait for a long 2 to 3 year process. And unfortunately, some of these processes have been taking too long because there's an activist agenda at bay here. They're the ones that are challenging every new crop protection tool. They don't want, and I don't understand what their end result is or end goal is, but they don't want crop protection tools utilized to the extent that they are.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.